right, everybody. Welcome back to Pardon One Live. I'm your host, David Lilly. Awesome intro music that cuts in and out. That wasn't just you. That was me, too. That's how we do over here. I've spent, like, the past hour playing around with this thing. I probably hit a bunch of buttons I probably shouldn't have. But if I'm lucky, I should be streaming on X, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. All you gamers out there, pause your Fortnite roadblocks. And come listen to me rant. It's Sunday night. We always have a good time. I think the Academy Awards is going on right now. That's kind of fun. I don't know what else is doing. I don't know what else everybody else is doing. I'm going to hang out. We're going to have fun like we always do. We're going to crack jokes. I got a bunch of videos I set up. So that'll be fun. And we're going to watch some of this stuff. But I wanted to talk as the title. Talk like everyone else does. Talk about the State of the Union. Except for everyone else normally talked about it. Around the time, I like to wait a few days later and then talk about the State of the Union. Old Joe Biden came out guns a swinging, and we're going to talk about that. How did they do that? How'd they do that, guys? No clue, no idea how that worked. But he came out firing on all cylinders, all two of them, Two Cylinder Joe. That's his new nickname, Two Cylinder Joe. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, and I have a bunch of clips from Morning Joe. So last week, we talked about Morning Joe. I don't know what that is, some kind of MSNBC program that happens in the morning, which is mind-blowing because they just dive right into the political topics first thing. Hey, it's 6:30. You awake yet? Let's talk about how much we hate the right wing. That's like the big thing. Like this, do people do that? Do they wake up in the morning like, God, I sure do hate these people. Let me put on Morning Joe. That'll get my... fire up my two-cylinder engines, get me going, wanting to talk about how terrible half the country is. We're going to do that. Other than that, before we get started, I got a bunch of stuff I need to see. This is where I mess up with the tech. I've got a producer. He's a Lab Pyrenees mix named R2. He's awful at his job. So that's what I'm dealing with. He's sleeping. He's not even awake. Anyway, before I get started, I got a few things to talk about. Let's do this real quick. You guys should like and subscribe, especially you guys on Twitch. And if you're not on Twitch, because no one watches this, who's on Twitch? People playing video games. And so if you're on Twitch and you're like, hey man, go subscribe to this thing. So I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I haven't figured out the point, but I'm streaming there. I'm going to get TikTok. TikTok, you need a little bit more. You got to have a lot more going on with TikTok. 1,000 followers or something like that. I'm going to have to buy those. There's no way 1,000 people on TikTok are going to want to hang out with me and watch this stuff. Anyway, like and subscribe. And also, let's put that. I recently published a book. It's called By Every Meaningless Measure. You can't see that zoomed in. Go to pardonworld.com. You can purchase that book. Support the podcast. Support this thing. Me doing this live every Sunday. 8 o'clock sharp, by the way. Don't know if you noticed. I was here at 8 o'clock. I don't know where you were, but I was here at 8 o'clock. Definitely not late. It's also daylight savings time. So if you're late all day today or all this week, if you just show up late, you get an excuse. I'm like, the time changed. And did we save daylight? I saw that posted online. It's daylight savings time. Anybody save that daylight? Nope. Daylight went into the gutter. Yep. Anyway, go buy my book, pardonworld.com. Man, I tell you what, normally I'm way more enthusiastic. Normally I'm firing on all cylinders and just not doing it tonight. So we're just going to chill. We're going to hang out. I'm going to fumble through these videos we're going to watch. Tech just gets me down, man. I'm such a Luddite. I'm still trying to figure stuff out. Can't even get the intro video. I don't know what the intro video deal was. Choppy. Might be bad internet. We got a windstorm coming through right now in upstate New York. So maybe it's knocking down power lines. Maybe I'm not even streaming. This thing could have cut off. I'm just talking to myself. It's just me and myself hanging out. But either way, we're going to have fun. We're going to watch some videos. I want to start off with the State of the Union itself. I don't know if you caught it. I didn't. I caught it the after fact. I watched like 3 minutes of it the night of, and it was like 9:30 here. And I was like, this is way too late to be hearing old men yell at me. But that's from what I understand. That's pretty much what it was. It was supposed to be Joe talking about the state of our union. Not sure how unified we are right now, but he was talking about the State of Our Union, and he definitely was like, you know what, maybe we should all come together as Americans. Nope, that's not what he did. He again continued to yell and shout at all you maggots out there. I would shout at y'all too. Y'all are crazy. But he thinks to think that you guys aren't Americans. And he went on about that. Talked about Ukraine. That's important when it comes to State of the Union. There's a few other topics he talked about. But my favorite, and we're going to watch this video, is I think it was towards the end. He just slam dunked on the Supreme Court Justice. All those people right there. We're going to watch that little clip. And again, Dark Brandon comes out. And I know all the Democrats, dude, they love Dark Brandon. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like Dark Brandon too. But Dark Brandon runs on Java juice or something. I don't know what that was. And so I had a buddy of mine hit me up and he was like, what do you think the conspiracies are going to come out about the State of the Union? And I was like, well, I don't know if the conspiracy is like, well, is he on something? Because he sure does seem awake this time around. And we'll talk about a little bit of that. But the conspiracy is not like whether or not he's on something. It's what is he on? And how do we get some of that? It's probably legal. Definitely didn't come over the border. What if it did come over the border? Never mind. Let's not even go into that. He did talk about the border a little bit. There was a whole thing about the border and somebody and immigrants. And later on, he called them illegals. And we all know that's a no-no. I did like that. Man, the State of the Union was pretty good. Even though I didn't watch it, I did like it. Let's get to that clip real quick. I'm going to share this and bear with me. Internet's wonky. It looks like my screen and audio is lagging. I don't even know what's going on. Let's see if this video even works. I'm going to try. Man, my computer is slow today. Let's do it this way. That way we can get some fun time. All right, let's play this. This is a little bit Sim slam dunking on the Supreme Court. I thought was funny. We're going to listen to what he says. He almost makes it without a gaffe.
Let you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else?
My God, what freedoms would you take away? Is this COVID? Are we doing COVID again? My God, that was actually really good. My God, I wish he would do that more instead of look here, pony soldier. You should stick with the my God. See, this is why Dark Brandon's awesome. Look at him go. My God. How dare you? Love it.
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices.
I don't feel like
women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you brought about.
Did you guys see, watch up at the top, did you see the subtitles? They're like, you're about to find out, and the subtitles just gave up. I wonder what the sign language person, because I know there's a sign language person, she was like, I'm at this point, I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea what he meant there, because these people aren't elected. And you know that they're all confused as you are, as I am, because look at the guy in the center, look at that face. He's like, what in the hell? What's happening? that's the best. That should be a meme. Anyway, he stumbles over a threat. You know, when you're being threatened, the one thing you don't want to do is stumble over your words when you're doing it. Look here, Sonny. I'm gonna bring down the hammer, Thor, love and thunder, and man. It's what happened? No,
to help reduce plastic
commercials.
Many of you in this chamber my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God,
it's playing again. All right, well, that was me screwing that up. Either way, you guys don't care. It's just Joey. Old Joey. Oh, dark Joey. Rocking and rolling. Anyway, that's fun. I wanted to do that. So we all know Biden's on something. And my first thing was like, maybe he just had a few cups of coffee. Nope. Definitely makes you wonder where that cocaine in the library in the White House came from. Now we kind of know. My guess, Adderall, which would be sent, that would make sense. But you got to think there's something else. Steroids? Either way, he performed great. Here's what I have to say about the performance. Well, yeah, actually, let's do this now. So here's what I have to say about this performance. So the whole talk, like his poll numbers are tanking. Everyone's worried. I think even the his little that whole court thing about him being stand trials over the, you know, him taking the documents and him not supposed to be able to take those documents and storing them in his basement or garage next to the Corvette. And the doctors came out and said, no, he's not mentally there enough to be able to stand up to this charge. And then he came out, was like, I am smart enough to do this. And so everyone's confused. They're like, wait, is he coaching enough to stand up to these charges or is he not? And so the whole argument lately has been like, oh my God, what are they going to do with this guy? He's barely making it by. Every time he rides a bike, they videotape it. Why are you videotaping him riding a bike? He's going to fall down. And sure enough, he falls down. They should have at least cut the cameras before he starts going up any flights of stairs whatsoever. You think that would be, or at least just play over a video of him doing it back in like 96. Like, look at Biden. He goes up those stairs just fine. Definitely doesn't look super. He looks young. Look how young he looks. And the Twin Towers are in the background. We didn't know any better. It's fine. Yeah, they could have done that, but instead they just let him roll. But I think Joe's pretty pissed. And he's like, look, I am not tired. You guys just keep putting me on late at night. Let's change it up. So they probably spent a whole entire week making him go to bed at like 3 a.m, sleep all day, wake up at 6, has his oatmeal. They just took the Matlock reruns and just shifted him over, threw him right about 1 a.m. and just changed his whole schedule. Got him used to it. Kind of got him feeling it. And then on top of that, probably went to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan was like, here's some IV drips. We'll get you hopped up on ivermectin. We'll get you going. We'll get you firing all those cylinders. And I think that's what they did. And I think Joe, as cognitive as he can be, is pretty upset that people don't like the fact that he's not cognitive, whatever that word. He's just not, he's old. He's an old guy. And you know, when old guys get mad, they hit it. And so I think this whole thing was him changing his schedule and putting him on some kind of a drug or drugs, probably drugs in plural drugs. But the thing that I thought was weird is because I saw this other clip. I'm going to pull it up because I told you we're going to be doing clips. This might be the worst live stream I've ever done. So don't feel bad if you're like, God, this is awesome. We're going to pull this up. Let me get this going. I've been playing around with X lately. I got a tweet deck. So here is this from The Blaze. This is Morning Joe, our favorite guy. I'm going to full screen this bad boy.
But comparing.
Oh man, don't do this to me. We'll let load for a second. Let that load. We'll flip over this guy so we can get. All right. Let's see if it'll play. Ugh, this stupid internet. What is happening?
Nope. But
all right, it's not going to work. We're not going to deal with that right now. Apologize. You think after like my 18th live stream, I would have figured this out by now. But I'm telling you, I got some funky stuff with the internet. Windstorm, I'm chalking it up to that. Definitely not me. So he basically comes, he's like, this is the best I've ever seen, Biden. And this must have been like, I thought, I saw the moniker at the bottom. I was like, Haley drops out. This had to have been like at least a month or two ago, but this was posted recently that I know of. Again, I'm not a morning Joe watcher, unfortunately. I need to fix that because it seems to come up on my little show all the time. And the only reason I didn't even know what morning Joe was like, this is just about coffee. The guy's name's Joe Scarborough. Anyway, figured that one out this week. Super up to date on all this politics stuff. That's why you guys come here. You guys come here for the super awesome politics and the hot takes. Anyway, he goes on and says, Joe Biden's the best. He used to be a hothead back in the day. It was this Irishman. They're pulling that card again. And everyone sits back and like, this guy's an idiot. I know it's like first thing in the morning, but it's called Morning Joe. He should have had a few cups of coffee. No one's fallen for this. It's just gaslighting at this point. I just constantly gaslights. But old Joe Scarborough, once you put your chips all in, you got to bluff. It's not like you're going to be like, oh, crap, man, I've been telling everybody Joe Biden's like legit, like super smart. I know they don't see it. Maybe they think I call him on the phone and it's like, you know, late at night, like Joe, how you doing? He's like, oh man, I just, you know, I stumbled there for a little bit during the day and I don't know what it is because right now it's 2 a.m. and I'm watched like 17 things of Matlock. And I don't know. I don't understand this Joe Scarborough guy because we all see what's going on. He thinks to think that we don't. Maybe all the people who watch Morning Joe are like, no, I don't know what these people are talking about. Joe seems to be perfectly fine. Definitely proved it with that State of the Union. Only a few flubs. Went at it hard and fast. It didn't give up 20 minutes in. So that was Joe Scarborough on that one. I thought that was pretty rad. There's this other. And so here's the thing. I'm going to try to play this clip, guys. I highly apologize if this does not work. Let me try this again. Everything's shutting down. All right, let's try this.
It was his best speech of his presidency by far. Strongest speech. And most importantly, for people that were thinking, oh, he's too old, he's too this, he's too that. Man, he like I said, he gave a lot more than he got and made these Republicans look like fools time and time again. Gene Robinson, when you and I were growing up.
So pay attention. So he's talking about Joe, talking about old Joey. And he's like, this guy did great. He was on top of it. But if you notice, they don't play clips like I'm over here stumbling through. Here's just a few screenshots, and we're going to say, it's not like it's they have a low budget like me, that they're just struggling. It's a legit show on TV, and they're like, no, just do the screenshots and pick the ones where it looks like his eyes are open. That's all they did. That's what's happening here. It's wonderful. I love it. I love what they do with these. Anyway, let's continue. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
It was his best speech of his presidency by far. Strongest speech. And most importantly, for people that were thinking, oh, he's too old, he's too this, he's too that. Man, he like I said, he gave a lot more than he got and made these Republicans look like fools time and time again. Gene Robinson, when you and I were growing up,
did you guys think
we would see Meadowlark, Lemon, and Curly Neal, and they would humiliate the Washington generals day in and day out. I see buffoons wearing MAGA hats and running around and trying to give stickers to the president and all these other idiots just screaming and yelling and making.
If I pause it, all right, it's not doing nothing. So he's talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I'll pull her up. So she's wearing like a MAGA hat. She's got the full red coat. She's got a big pin, and he's just trashing like, this person looks friggin' ridiculous. Look at her, and they're shouting. They're shouting like the Washington. They're shouting. You know this reference that no one knows? They're shouting like them. They're the Washington generals and the Harlem Globetrotters. They're just making fools of themselves. I don't understand it, except for one guy just was like, hey, my daughter died from the Afghan pullout that you failed. He gets arrested, but that's not the friggin' cherry on top. He's talking about one person, Marjorie, right? Cause she's decked out. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. While there's an entire thing of protesters outside the gates screaming and shouting about Palestine. And he's like, no, not them. The one chick, you know, the chick with the red on, that's ridiculous. Look at these stupid Republicans being stupid. It's ridiculous. I want to pull it up, but now I'm nervous because everything seems to want to fail. So we're going to continue to watch this because I got to hear what Joe's got to say, man. This is him first thing in the morning. He's got a little bit of bed hair going on, but anyway, let's hear what he's got to say. Oh, Noah did it again. No, I don't really. We don't have to hear what he has to say. So anyway, so Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm going to play this. So here's a video of her. She posted this.
Tonight's the State of the Union, and the State of the Union is Lincoln Riley. America's been under attack because of Joe Biden's open border policies.
Listen to what she's talking about.
Over 10 million illegal aliens invading our country. There's 2 million gotaways, and among them, we know there are terrorists. America has a national security crisis because of Joe Biden. Joe must go, and I'm ready for the State of the Union.
All right, so I'm going to toss that to the side. So Joe Scarborough, morning Joe, had his eighth cup of coffee. Look at these stupid Republicans dressing up, ignoring the fact that there's like 15 congresswomen all dressed in white. I don't know what Democrats and dressing in all white. I don't understand that thing. I do. It's a woman's suffrage, but it's definitely a bad sign because it makes everyone think of the KKK. Not that the Democrats had anything to do with the KKK. Yeah, it makes them look terrible. But then he points out one girl, MTG, right? She can be considered the showboater. But he points it out, like, look how dumb she looks with her stupid stickers. He didn't call them pin, the pin sticker thing. Look at her. She's just trying to gain attention. She dressed like that to gain attention, to put it on to the girl who got murdered and raped by an illegal alien. It's not like she was like, I'm going to dress flamboyant just so I can get more, I don't know, followers or whatever. She did it to send a message. It's the same as the protesters outside, except for she was inside. And about, I mean, I guess that would be the only difference for the most part, except for she cared about an American. I don't know what the protesters are talking about. Maybe they're protesting genocide for Americans too. But the whole point was, he just was like, this stupid lady with her stupid pins, a pin that has a person murdered on it. And that's where Morning Joe goes. This guy, I swear, if this is his morning show, he's got to wake up. He's either one, wakes up right before the show, and all of his notes are done pre-planned. He's like, you guys want me to say this? They're like, no, Mr. Scarborough, we already wrote it out. It's done. This is what the show is. And he's like, my God, this is horrific. I got to say this. And he's like, well, your pension's getting kicked if you don't. And he's like, all right, fine. I'll make fun of the lady that's advocating for the dead white girl. I'll do it, sure. But man, can you guys let up? Or here's the second option. Morning Joe gets up at 3 a.m. Protein shake, probably soy. We don't know. Going to take an assumption with that. Probably Adderall. Maybe some other things that are floating around DC that we know. Maybe he snuck into the White House library on a tour. Maybe that was his cocaine. We don't know. We don't know where Joe gets his Morning Joe from. Hey, Joe, that's some weird creamer. You use powdered creamer in your coffee? Sure do. Every morning, powdered creamer. Anyway, that's a cocaine joke for Joe Scarborough. Anyway, he gets up super early, and he just goes to town writing. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm definitely going to make fun of the lady who's advocating for, you know, people that are dead. And I'm going to make fun of her on my show first thing in the morning. So all these, whoever watches Morning Joe can wake up, and they're like, all right, breakfast. What do we got on the old telly? Good God. He must be right. These Republicans dressing in this all red and with a hat and pins, big pins. They're out of control. It's that white rage. Look at it. They're out of control. Anyway, I like to make fun of Morning Joe. That might be this whole entire live stream from here on out. I'm just going to watch Morning Joe from here on and just collect clips that probably won't load and play. Man, what an insufferable piece of garbage. And I'm normally a nice guy, but every week, Morning Joe pops up in my Twitter feed, and I'm like, oh God, here we go again. I should have him on the podcast. No, it'd have to be like 3 a.m, right when he's getting started typing away. These stupid Republicans. Joe is cogent. He's firing on all 18 cylinders. I know it, because maybe that's where Joe got the Adderall from. Morning Joe. The both Joes. That's what the whole show is about. It's Morning Joe. Anyway, I'm not going to be considered liable for saying Joe Scarborough is a drug dealer. He's not. He's a non-drug dealer. Don't you do that. Don't you say that. Definitely don't post that anywhere. Anyway, this Joe Scarborough guy, he's a good guy. I know he's a good guy. They write it for him. I know he's got a crisis of conscience, saying stuff like Joe definitely doesn't have dementia and you guys don't see it. Which makes me more concerned that that's where Joe Dark Brandon got his morning coffee from. It was Joe Scarborough. Because he went out before and he's like, you guys are going to see. You're going to see how coaching he is. Dude, he had to play a hand in it. Anyway, that's my conspiracy theory. Joe Biden was firing all two cylinders, State of the Union, because he met up with Joe Scarborough. They're best friends. Joe stick together. Anyway, that was, so this is what I was going to say. So beforehand. Joe is a doddering old man. We get it. He was supposed to run as a moderate. Didn't work out. But he is old. So there is one card going for old JB right now. FJB. There's one card he's got. It's that he is old. Like, no one wants to kick an old man while they're down. You know the guy doesn't want it. Well, maybe he does want to do this, but half the time he probably doesn't know where he is. There is a bit of a sympathy there. Like, it's your grandpa. Like, that's what it was supposed to be. It was like, this is your grandpa. You can't talk bad about your grandpa. He's just doing the best he can with the country and the nukes. He's not starting World War III yet. He's not leaving stuff over in Afghanistan. He's not. All those things that you think he's doing, the Republicans are doing it. Look at them. Look at them with their rural rage or whatever. Yeah, man, he had that sympathy card going, but then goes dark Brandon. And so not only does he have dementia, now he looks like a drug addict, and now he lost his sympathy card. And even I sat back, was like, I'm not even on that side. Well, I wouldn't think I was on that side, but apparently I am hardcore right wing. So I might as well just embrace it at this point. But man, I felt like he was yelling at me with all my freedoms and stuff. And I just, I'd lost all sympathy for that guy. Like, I understand he embezzles money and money laundering through Ukraine, and I get the laptop. It all makes sense. It's a crime family. But, you know, sometimes crime families are fun. I mean, I watched The Godfather. Goodfellas is one of my favorite films. And it seems like a good time. I could see it. Like, that would be fun. At least this looks like the old Don of a mafia. And you're like, no, that guy's cool. But the older he gets, like Junior from Sopranos, he's kind of starting to feel bad for him, even though he was a terrible person. Because they get old. And terrible people, when they get old, you got to have a like he's old, like he's trying to take down civilization, but he can barely get off that bicycle he fell over on. So it's definitely not the best. definitely not the best play. I do think they pushed the drug addled Biden out there to kind of tell everybody he can make it. He's got another 4 years in him again. Oh, I should probably put chat up. I totally forgot about this. Again, I don't think it did him any favors, because now I have no sympathy for him. I didn't really have much in the first place, but like I said, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Even old Joey Scarborough from Morning Joe, when I first saw it, I was like, man, this has got to be an old clip. This has got to be a clip from 1946 where Joe Scarborough is like, he's cogent. Look how smart his crime bill is and stuff like that. anyway, yeah, I don't know. I think he lost all his sympathy card. I'm going to try this out real quick. The Real Information Show says, if only Joe and the crime family was a movie. You're not wrong. It would have been good. Matter of fact, that might be a movie. Just give it a little bit. Daily Wire has got to be cooking something like that now. How have they not? How has Daily Wire not come out with that movie yet? Anyway. I don't know what else to think about that. There's a Lady Ballers Part 2. The crime family could do that. That would work. All the TikTokers going through the White House. The Lady Ballers could be in the White House. Oh, they won. They could be congratulated. Joe could congratulate them. And then that's where you go into the whole Joe Biden crime family arc. Lady Ballers saved the day. Anyway, so that's what I was going to say about that. I think he lost all his sympathy card. I don't have much sympathy. Like I said, I didn't have much sympathy for him in the first place. Definitely don't now. But I don't know how they do that again without the fear. Can you imagine the doctor in the back being like, dude, we juiced him up. Oh my God. Thank God we didn't give him any of those real COVID shots. He would definitely have had a heart attack by now. That was the one thing I was worried about. It's like, oh, this is how they do it. This is how they swept him out with Kamala. He's firing all they just fentanyled a little bit of that, whatever they gave him. This is it. We're going to see on national television. And like Tim Cass says all the time, Gavin Newsom's probably there hiding in the wings. Joe grabs his chest, maggots, and then he falls over. Newsom comes in, CPR. I got it, guys. I got it. He's losing him. We're losing him. And they're all like, cheer, 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 hip, hip, hooray. Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom saves him. They give him one of those adrenaline shots, Pulp Fiction style. Boom. Joe comes back, but only for a split second. Like, get him off the hospital. We need someone to step in. Kamala stands up. Newsom just takes her head and pushes it back down. There's another Kamala joke. Can't have a Pardon Will Live without another Kamala joke. Lowers the head. Anyway, Gavin Newsom stands up. Announces Supreme Dictator. VP Trudeau. Boom. President and VP right there in one package. State of the Union. Here's your new State of the Union. Newsom Trudeau ticket. We're not even going to have elections. Roll out the tanks. They already put fences up outside the White House. They're ready to go. Anyway, again, I'm going to say I'm having fun tonight. We're just doing jokes. I'm not getting super serious. Oh, the past two ones were somewhat fairly serious. I didn't have much fun with those. And I doubt neither did you. But I try to say this every time. I think one of the best parts about, again, I'm not a giant Trump fan. Didn't vote for him. I didn't vote. So I can't be like, I didn't vote for him because look how bad he is. I just didn't make it out there that day. But had I made it there, I probably would have. But again, it's Trump. Trump does Trump, but he lies. Show me a politician that doesn't. But he does crimes and stuff with Trumps, and he over appraises his real estate. Friggin' weird charges. They say that as they shove Hunter's laptop off to the side. Did you know? Hold on, let me get this laptop out of the way. Did you know Trump overappraised his real estate? Put the laptop away. Put the laptop. That's what happens. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying at that point. Clown world. This whole thing is a clown world. My favorite part is I feel like it didn't start till about Trump got in. And then everyone was making fun of Trump because it looked just so much like Idiocracy with like Comanche 20, whatever that was, where the wrestler becomes president. Let's put aside the fact that we had a wrestler running California for a little bit. Wrestler. I don't know. Whichever one Ventura was in charge of, wherever that is, somewhere out west. I don't ever go out there. I don't know who's running that other than Trudeau, Newsom, either one. Again, you can switch them out, the same person. I still think they're the same person. I think that's when it all started. And everyone was like, this kind of seems ridiculous. I mean, I know Bill Clinton had his little scandal, but we kind of put that aside. Obama came in. It's, you know, we're back to upstanding. But then Trump comes in and everything starts to feel like a joke. And then who would have thought, like, years later, we'd get, like, secret OnlyFans videos from the Senate floor house, especially right after they were talking about, like, look how all these J6ers defiled the sacred. Oh, my God, they posted that online? I don't know if you know about that. Two buddies were having a good time. I'm trying to think of a good way to say this, family friendly. Two best friends, two buds in the Senate floor, sharing an intimate moment. That got published. We know this is a joke. We know that half the people in D.C. Oh, we're going to talk about D.C. in a little bit. I got one more thing I want to bring up. And I think that was my favorite part about Trump, is he kind of exposed everybody and exposed the whole system. I mean, like, I know you guys think this is like uptight and Dolts are back in charge, but it's not. And it hasn't been for a long time. And so if he gave anything to us, it was kind of pointing out these flaws in the whole system. Maybe even him being a part of it. I mean, even the debates. He talked about, like, you know, everybody makes back deals. I'm just the one who's, you know, pointing it out. Well, everyone keeps it hush hush. The American people don't need to know about how corrupt this is. Shut up, Donald. And that's why they hate him. And so I think that was a big part of it. But yeah, I think the more we start to look at this whole, I mean, I feel bad for saying that too, because you want to have respect for people in leadership, the country, people running the country. You want to have some respect, and I do have some respect for some of them. I think where people get, and it goes back to the idol worship thing, I think when people start looking at these people like they're superhuman, or they have an intelligence that, you know, is beyond all others, they're at their highest office in the land. Nope, they got to be super smart. No, they don't. No, they probably have to be more charismatic than smart. Matter of fact, most of the smart people are probably not running. Well, they're probably running the country, but not from the office, not from the offices that you see anyway. And so I don't think it's a good to pretend. And we seem to be doing that a lot these days, you know, pretending people are who they say they are. When we all look and be like, no, I get it. It's ma'am, but we know it's not ma'am. And the same thing is with the government. Like, I get that you are in charge, but we know you don't have it all together. We know that you guys are slipping up and failing. We know you're posting stupid videos, the internet, and so some part of me, and I understand, like, the J6 thing was like, look how horrific this is. We're falling apart. But again, even that was like that. You maybe it's just the media, but the whole, like, they're breaking windows. Yes, those guys were. But what about this person walking inside the velvet ropes? Like, what's happening here? And I think that's a good summarization of even the entire political system. Some people are smashing windows and the others are walking in the velvet ropes. And it's almost as if they don't know either one's doing it, or they do know and it's even funnier. And so the clown world concept, I think, is always good. I think you have to laugh a little bit before you cry. That's why I try to do a lot of jokes on the live thing. When I do interviews, I try to go deep, and sometimes I'll do, you know, we'll talk philosophy and theology, and I won't make so many Kamala Harris jokes. But it's Sunday night, and we're just chilling, we're just hanging out. And so, speaking of, I'm going to share this real quick. Speaking of DC, let's see what's going on. Oh, let's see what's going on over in the DC area. Let me see. Oh my God. If I can pull this up, this will be fantastic. Let me get rid of this real quick before I start pulling stuff up. Oh, actually, let's go to DC first. Give me 2 seconds. Sweet Lord. I am not good at this. That did not work out. Okay. How do I, let me share this real quick. All right, so this thing came out. Buddy of mine sent this to me. I'm going to leave it up big screen so you guys can all see it. Buddy of mine, Carson, sent this to me. He's like, what's your thoughts on this guy? So this is Axios in D.C. Adult playgrounds, bouncy houses, and ball pits for... Oh, my gosh. I hate the internet. Ball pits for D.C. not-so-grown-ups. Hi-yo. We're having fun over here. I'm going to reread this title for you. Adult playgrounds, bouncy houses, ball pits, and D.C.'s not-so-grown-ups. All right, let's just read a little bit. This is just him explaining it. Where's the thesis of this whole thing? Growing up is so passe, especially the local play zones where adults can forget about mortgage payments and broken HVACs by absolutely annihilating randos in a pillow fight. Nothing says the adults are back in charge like grown-ups in their own playground, because DC is an entire giant playground. I'm trying to tell you this. Why it matters. DC is a city that has axe bars, hot tub boats, humongous indoor putt-putt complexes. Come on, of course it's going to have a bouncy houses for grown-ups. And no need to feel cringe for living an adult baby life. Hold on. No need? No need? And you're using physical and mental health? Like, this is going to help? Hold on. So there's no need. Hey, you over there. Let's put this aside. This is important for you. Hey, there's no need to pretend you're a grown-up when you know you want to be a kid. So we're just going to, you know, being a kid's good for your mental health that you want to be a kid. All right, look, full stop. I'm not very good at having fun. I don't have fun a lot. I think fun's dumb. I think people like that fun. You're a person of your own. But at some point in time, I've never, even when I was like, my wife is like, let's go do something fun. You know what never popped into my head? Bouncy houses and pillow fights. This is the state of the union. This is it. DC of all places, who would have guessed? And I sent this back to my buddy Carson. He sent this. He's like, what do you think about this? And I was like, see, this is why people got nervous about pizza parlors and started searching around basements and stuff like this. It's this stuff. You guys are doing it up front. We're all know, like, tell me there's not going to be a drag story hour at this thing. Maybe they won't. Actually, they probably won't have a drag story hour since it's only adults. They only dress up in drag and read books to kids. Adults don't need that stuff. Instead, adults get bouncy houses. Let's read about all what they have in this thing, because it does sound like a horrifically terrible time with a bunch of arrested development adults running around doing TikTok dances. The Lane, what was previously a social club geared towards kids' play spaces. Really? Would have never guessed that. Has rebranded itself into all-age funhouse. Not only can you pillow fight with your adult friends, you can pillow fight with kids too. I don't know if that's true. They may have a shut-off time. God, I hope they have a shut-off time. Where adults can take in the bouncy house's tactical rope course or speed down a slide, all while popping bottles. Nothing like getting hammered and passing down the ball pit. That's my God. All right, that one's a little bit, that's a little funny. The Lane's original purpose remains. They're for family hours where parents can bring little ones. Okay, we're good. And once it hits 5 p.m., it's time for mommy and daddy to down a cocktail and get weird in the ball pit. No, please, no. This sounds awful. Also, at 5 o'clock, where the kids go? Do they have like a date? They're like, hey, little Jimmy. You've been having fun going the slides? Like, yeah, I've been having fun going down the slides. All right, well, you got 15 more minutes, and then you're out on the streets, and then it's mom and dad's time to have fun on the slides. Oh, I hate this. Clown World people, I told you. There's also a deck. It goes into bingo. Oh, no, there it is. Drag bingo. All right, let me read this. So there's also other areas for hanging, such as rooftop deck, clubhouse, cocktail bar, and a lane host monthly events like mixology classes, drag bingo, and karaoke. All right, hold on. Drag bingo. Oh, I wasn't sharing that. I should have put that up on the screen so you guys could see. Anyway. So this is where you can see. I was just reading out and you guys are staring at my face. drag bingo. So what makes it bingo? What makes... How do you do drag bingo? Is it just a dude in a dress shouting out numbers? Fondling balls, reading numbers off, shouting them out. Is that what drag bingo is? Or is drag incorporated into the bingo? Anyway, I have no jokes for that. This entire thing is a joke. How do you make fun of something that makes fun of itself? Anyway, Dopamine Land, an interactive sensory experience. Dopamine Land, Jesus. And there's a... What's with the icons? The little baby with... This is why people go into pizza places. This is why there's a whole conspiracy group out there going like, this Pizzagate thing, I don't know, these emails seem kind of weird. And then you put stuff out like this in D.C., look at the baby icon with the little pacifier. Jeez. Anyway, this interactive sensory. I'm making jokes about this, but legit, it's getting creepier the more and more I read. I didn't even. My buddy sent this to me. I was like, this would be fun to talk about. Oh, this is kind of getting gross. Series of galley actors designed to release dopamine and your inner Gerber baby. Who freaking wrote this? How at one point in time are like, hey, you know what's not weird? Let's bring in baby food. God. You guys think of your own jokes if you can. Good God. Kick things off in a bubble bar with a room where you can sip CBD soda. All right. Check out an oxygen bar. And yes, dive into the ball pit. Other gallery spaces include a room set up for pillow fights. That's adult-like. And a writer's loft. Hi-oh, finally getting stoic up in here where you can scribble anywhere your heart's content. Because being an adult baby means mom and dad can't tell you. What in the hell? Am I the only one? I haven't opened up comments are open. Tell me your thoughts on this. Am I just being like, Dave, you're too harsh, man. People play putt-putt all the time. Adults do it. It's fun. Even the glow-in-the-dark ones. Adults like to have fun. Am I the only one that's like, this is like a new level? And like, of course it's in DC. Like, of course it's in. And that's my point, people. It's a clown world. These people, take them as seriously as you want to take them. And the more and more I find stupid stuff and watch Joe Scarborough on there telling me that Joe Biden's the smartest he's ever been. And he says Hunter Biden's the best person he's ever known. The more and more I hear this stuff, the more and more I'm like, I don't know if I could. It's not even a half truth, half lie anymore. It's just lies. And then, I mean, this is, God, I wish this was a lie. Anyway, I don't think there's much else to read here. We can go down it. Super awesome, amazing, blah, 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 blah. Nostalgic realms can fly on multiple, blah, 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 blah. Why use these words? Already talking to the conspiracy theorists right now are just red flags dinging all over the place. Here's another red flag for you conspiracy theorists. Nostalgic gnomes can fly down multiple slides. Hold on, make sure I start this. Oh, you guys can't see this. Let me make that. I'm sorry. I'm terrible at this live stream thing. Nostalgic grown-ups can fly down multiple slides and spray unsuspecting bystanders at the water park. Get out of their zoomies via the obstacle and climbing courses and exercise the demons of adulthood via Nerf battle zone. I thought DC was a gun-free zone. Nerf is fair. That's not real guns. Anyway, here's a whole thing about day and night cereal bar, and it starts off with adult babies. This is a fetish. This is a fetish. Tell me it's not a fetish. And I'm surprised I didn't see furry mentioned once. That's probably on their website. This is just an Axios article. I'm sure go to their website. Some kind of furry thing on there. Anyway, thanks for everybody tuning in. We are 48 minutes. I cannot believe it. Oh, here we go. Let's see True Hype. The reporter, let's see what this says. True Hype says the reporter that debunked Pizzagate was caught with... Yep, we know that. Yep. I don't know if you know this. But the reporter that was like, this Pizzagate thing, this thing's going to get people in trouble. It's just a conspiracy. And someone checked that guy's hard drive. Man, you know what? The Iron Law woke projection, that thing is always spot on. If you don't know that thing, I know I talked about James Lindsay last time. I've been listening a lot of James Lindsay lately. I probably should get off that a little bit. But he talks about the Iron Law of woke projection. Basically, everything a woke person does, chances are they're doing it to themselves, and they're just trying to point the fingers to keep you from looking. So every time something like that happens, this Pizzagate thing is, don't pay no attention to the adult playground where we address them as adult babies, whatever that is. Let's not pay attention to that. And this Pizzagate, these conspiracy theorists, they got nothing to go off of. Some stupid emails about pizzas and hot dogs. You can't prove nothing. Just definitely don't look inside that ball pit. Someone needs to search the ball pit. God. Anyway, this was one long promo for this place. If you live in DC, go check it out. Do not look in their basement. I shouldn't say stuff like that. Don't go in the basement. It's probably not even a basement. It's probably where they do the pillow fights. Pillow fights for adults. I'm starting to sound like, I don't know. I think I'm starting to sound old. Am I just sounding old now? Anyway, Morning Joe. I'm going to start watching that. That clip's going to pop up. If you see something old Joe Scarborough on the lines, it says something fun, send it to me. Maybe I'll talk about it. But Dark Brandon came out today, this week. I don't think we're going to see him. It was Joe Scarborough threw up the bat signal. Dark Brandon saw it, the Brandon symbol. Threw up the Brandon symbol. Joe Biden saw it and was like, it's time for Dark Brandon. Pulled down the aviators, stumbled over his bicycle and a few boxes of documents he wasn't supposed to have. Put on his Dark Brandon cape. Flew off to the State of the Union, gave a remarkable speech with only like 6 flubs, but that's because he has a speech impediment. Don't you dare make fun of the old man who has a speech impediment, regardless of the fact that he has to give speeches. Don't pay attention to that. He was hopped up on whatever Joe gave him. Stop saying Joe. That's getting confusing now. But either way, that's the story. That's what I have to say today. We were hanging out Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, always never on time. I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's been a good time. If you want to like and subscribe to this thing, please do. If you're on Twitch, follow me. I've got 0 followers on that thing. I might actually start playing games. I just so happen to have Fallout 2, the original, like the top-down 2D. I might start playing Fallout 2 on this thing once in a while. I don't play video games that often, but I thought that would be fun. I'll get on here and just crack jokes, and we'll talk about fun stuff. I got to get back to doing art. And talking about art and stop doing these political shows. You guys know I'm terrible at politics. I have no idea what's going on. Far more involved in cultural stuff. But man, this year does not seem like I'm going to be talking much about art. As I had the conversation with my friend Bootleg, he has a show called Not a Real Podcast. Go check it out. I was recently on that. And I asked him about politics. Like I used to like talking to musicians and artists about their craft. Now everything's political. And I realized this time last year, this is a small little rant. I realized this time last year, I think it was about this time, is when the whole Bud Light thing came down. And I was doing episodes, interviews, and I started doing these little individual episodes where I'd review movies that came out, Mandalorian, Obi-Wan, stuff that I enjoy. And I always try to keep it really not that political. If I had politics, anything on there, it was mostly libertarians, and they were just talking about shooting guns and stuff. That's not politics. That's just being awesome. I never really got into politics, but then that Bud Light thing dropped and I did a whole episode on like, what are these people doing? Like, I know everyone has a little bit of that imposter syndrome. Like, oh my God, do I know what I'm doing? Does everyone else not know what they're doing? And you're like, no, everyone else is probably fairly confident. And then they do something stupid like putting Dylan Mulvaney on a can. And I did a whole episode about that. And in that episode, I think I talked about like, doing these little podcast episodes with artists. And I've always been an artist, so I've always been trying to stay apolitical, not get into politics, and dip my toe in once in a while. But I'm not really controversial. I don't want to offend people. I don't really want to take sides. And I do a pretty good job of, if I do take a side, it's only on a particular topic, not a full-blown. You're not going to find me at hardcore right-wing or hardcore left-wing or hardcore liberal. You won't find me in any of those categories. I'm lukewarm on everything, but Jesus. and like it should be. And so, but then I started to realize, I was like, no, this might be important to talk to. And the more and more I see this garbage, the people coming out lying to your face, people on the news, I was like, you know, I don't know how I avoid not talking about just the blatant lies. And the fact that we did just go through COVID and half of that was just propaganda after propaganda. I was like, well, I got this little channel thing. I'll share my thoughts on it. And most of the time you're just getting like all my week, every time I found something on X, like that grown up playground, like, good God, you're just getting that. You're getting all the cumulative, oh my Lords over the week. Every time I said, oh my God, you get all of that compiled into an episode on Sunday. And I think it's important because I want to make sure here's my biggest thing. If you got anything out of this live stream or podcast, I want to make sure you don't think you're crazy, because everything out there, Joe Scarborough especially, is trying to make you feel crazy. You're not, you're normal. Whatever's happening out there, that's just not, it's not reality. And so I have no problem offending people, but I have no intention to do so. That's just not how I roll, but I definitely don't like being lied to. Especially I don't like people think that they can get away with it. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to call Joe Scarborough up and tell him like, hey buddy, you need to tap it down a little bit. He won't answer my phone calls. So I'm just going to do it on this thing. But anyway, that's the show. That's what I'm doing here. That's what the Pardon Will Live on Sunday nights is mostly going to be. Me talking about cultural stuff. I'm building a whole thing of just going over performance art, modern performance art, and how absolutely ridiculous it is. We're going to make fun of that stuff because I think that's important. Again, I don't want, especially people who aren't artists. Every time you see a thing online where it's like somebody dips themselves in paint and does a dance and throws themselves against walls and, you know, peas in a jar and sells it for $2 million. I don't want you as not an artist to sit back and be like, is that art? No, it's not. It's not. And I'm not afraid to say so. And you're not crazy. We're all thinking the same thing. We just need more people to say it. It's not art. It's garbage. And the more we say that, maybe people start going like, can I get away with selling my garbage for $2 million? Oh no, it's only for money laundering. Okay. Yeah. Cause that's probably what it is. There's furries out there. People have fetishes. Maybe people have a fetish for crappy art, and that's where all this stupid performance art has come through. So anyway, I got a whole episode about that. I just got to put together. Thanks for tuning in. Go to pardonwill.com, buy my book. Hop on here, like, and subscribe. Come on, comment. I love when people comment. I figured out I actually had to put it up on screen, so I don't know if you noticed that this week. I'm going to try to get better at this. I'm sorry about my videos and them lagging, but again, it's all par for the course when you're over here at Pardon Will Live. We do the best we can with what we have, and we are unashamed. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you back here next time. Bye.